audacity. Pre-show Monday. Let's do it. Let's knock it out. Let's get it done. Boy, do I look like shit. Oh, man. Feel like shit, too. It's the hell of a weekend, you know. But we're going to do it. Because got no choice, man. I got no choice. I got no choice. By the way, I think you guys can attest to this. Rarely do I come on here and say, oh, wow, did you hear the show I did? Or wasn't that funny? I never talk that way to you. I mean, I let you make up your mind. And, you know, if you like it, I feel great. If you don't, I'm disappointed. But I have to, first and foremost, make myself laugh. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, how do I know it's funny or not? You know, so I mean, how do I know it's funny to me? I mean, that's the only thing that if it's funny to me, then I have to figure I got a pretty good chance of it being funny. If it's not funny to me, then I got no chance, I don't think. Because how do you recreate that then? You know, if it's not funny, but other people think it's fantastic, how would I know to recreate it? What would I do? I'd probably be in some alternate universe, to be honest with you. But I listened to Elcott this morning while I was laying in bed. And Lauren isn't here. She's in town house sitting for some friends. She's back in West Hollywood. And so I was, just laying there. And there was a cat there. One of the cats, I think it was Thunder. She was sitting on the floor just staring at me. Like they do. You know, they come in the morning, they just stare at me like, you know, it's time for, you got to get up, man, let's go. And so I'm listening to this goddamn Elcott show, and I don't know if I told you guys this, I think I have at odd times, but I have this kind of a condition that the doctor told me is relative to narcolepsy. And what it is I can, if I'm really tired, this only really happens to me when I'm tired. It doesn't happen to me when I'm any other thing, when I'm tired, I can lose all muscular control if I'm laughing. If I start to laugh, I literally lose muscular control, and I'm just laying there just like that. And so this morning, I was laughing so hard at this goddamn Elcott. I think the thing that really pissed me off, the thing that really made me laugh was the first time when that guy goes, kind of bullshit is this? You know, you hear the dude in the background, it comes in and change the lights. And I started to laugh, but I wasn't laughing because I lost muscular control. So I'm doing this like that. And fucking Thunder is sitting on the floor like this. Just, what the fuck? You know, is this the human that I rely on for my very life? You know? Oh, anyway. Pick up the phone, baby. I don't know, man. Okay. No, we got to... We got to do what we've got to do. I am fucking just, sweating. Just sweating, you know? And I, tomorrow night is Laura Silverman's birthday. We're very, very happy to be going to her birthday party. It's going to be great. And Laura is, I think she's having it, I think it's in town. Well, I know where it is, but I'm going to meet Lauren in town. We'll go over to Laura's birthday party. And that will be a fun thing. I don't know, man. Don't know. All right. Let's see what we got here. Okay, let's see what we got here. This is a great quote. You have to be strong to be gay. That dude picked on the wrong group. That's true. It's one of the great misconceptions about gay people, especially gay men, is that they're somehow lightweights and sissies. And No. No. Not at all. No. Troy Perry founded the Metropolitan Church here in Los Angeles back in the late 60s. And I remember because I was a high school student and I read an article about this church in the LA Free Press. He started the church because he encountered a couple of gay men who'd been assaulted they'd been beaten pretty badly. And one of them said to him, is there no hope for us? Are we, you know, are we, you're telling me that God doesn't care about us? I mean, is that what this is about? Does God, is there no place for us to go to talk to God? And that's when Reverend Perry started the Metropolitan Church. It was his determination to start a church that would open its doors to gay people. And that was way back in, I don't know, man. I first read about it like 1967. I was only 14 or 15 years old. And I used to read the L.A. Free Press because I thought it was very cool. It was an underground paper back in the day when they had these hippie papers. Everything mainstreamed in the 70s. It's very difficult for you to imagine this, but there was a time when all of this marvelous multicolored, multi-textural, racial, multi-everything society was really, we were very, you know, segregated society in a lot of ways. And you had to go underground to find a lot of these things. Anyway, I read this article and, even at the age of 14, it struck me. Maybe that was the first time in my life I thought of gay people in the sense of people who'd really suffered, you know. So I read that article. Now here we are all these years later, 14, so we're talking 50 years, almost 50 years later, and here is an article about the Metropolitan Church, the Joy Metropolitan Community Church in Orlando. So obviously Reverend Perry's church has become a national, maybe even an international church. He joined, they had a prayer service there, I guess, yesterday for what happened. And Reverend Perry, who is still with us, fortunately, was on a teleconference. He said to them, you know, I wept all day. This is a guy that's seen it all. He's a reverend, you know, a man who ministers to gay people for years and years and years and years and years and years. 5 decades at least. God knows how old he is. I guess I have to say the man's in his 70s at least. And here he is, on a teleconference to this church that this is the worst mass murder in American history. And it was a slaughter of gay people. And a lot of the gay folks, you know, that I heard quoted said, well, makes sense. I mean, to them, to at least that one man that said that, it makes sense. He said, we're the most hated people, or have been traditionally the most hated people. And the church established in 1979 in Orlando. Some people who were at this thing were still wondering the whereabouts of their loved ones. You know, the names of the victims have been released. Edward Sotomayor Jr., Stanley Almodovar, Luis Omar Ocasio-Capo, Juan Ramon Guerrero, Eric Ivan Ortiz Rivera, Peter O. Gonzalez Cruz, Luis S. Velma, Kimberly Morris. So, you know, the fuck? Let's see. Oh, 40 actors who vanished without a trace.
Well, what is this? This sign up. Are there? Is that it?
Names of victims released. Updating. All right, I see. We can keep adding to this. There's a story here. Let me see if I can get this for you guys so you can see it. Okay. Let's see. I am. Come on, man. Network. Anyway, here is the, this is from the Washington Post, as you can see. And while it says here, Orlando nightclub shooting victims, the names released, updating, it does end here with Kimberly Morris. Because when I continue to scroll, I'm hitting, other links. And I'm wondering if this is just a partial list. This is sign up for today's headlines again. This link here will take us to a larger list. No, it's still the same. Let me see if I can
This is the city of Orlando's. You know, I started my radio career in Orlando. This is where I began my radio career, Orlando, Florida. BJ 105. It was a very small city at the time I was there. I worked in construction there. Can you guys see that? Probably not. Hold on for a minute. Why can I not? Anyway, this is the list. And on this very difficult day, we offer heartfelt condolences to today's victims and their families. Our city is working tirelessly to get as much information out of the families together who have lost their lives during the early morning incident. Next of kin have been contacted, I see. So these are the next of kin have been contacted, I see. So the city is first contacting the families, and as the families get the word, then they will then update the list. Okay. That's me drinking a Diet Pepsi. Goddamn, I'm really thirsty. Worst thing I could drink is, but I have been drinking water too. By the way, I was just wondering. Phil Edry Show here. And so, Steve, you were telling me, I don't know if I can just do a show today. Steve, what do you think?
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of people who, you know, they think that because I'm wearing these kind of boots.
I mean, are people going to...
Yes, I noticed this in the newspaper today, and I was seeing, you know, does it seem like I'm just...
Oh, God. That's a tough one, man. Well, no. Let me see. All right. Who's the guy that got busted with the weapons in L.A.? That's the guy I want to know the name of. Excuse me. Unfortunately, she was given incorrect information initially, which indicated that that statement was made. However, that statement was never made. He did indicate that he was planning on going to the Pride Festival, but beyond anything as far as motives or his intentions, that statement was never made, nor did any officer receive that statement, which was initially he wanted to harm the gay pride event, and that was never said. This is the Santa Monica Police Chief, Jacqueline Seabrook, said that this guy said he wanted to... we're talking about the California event. And I want to know about... they identified this guy as James Wesley Howell of Indiana. A Facebook page for someone with this name in Indiana shows a young man posing next to a white Acura with the same license plate as the car searched in Santa Monica for the weapons and explosives. At a news conference Sunday afternoon, police stressed they were still trying to figure out what Howell planned to do with the weapons. Howell's friend and fellow car club member, Joseph Greason, 18, said Howell didn't harbor any ill will toward gays or lesbians. Greason and Howell's family in Jeffersonville hadn't seen him for days, and that his parents had called Greason's parents looking for him. He added that Howell was known to have a gun collection. According to Indiana court records, Howell was charged in October 2015 with intimidation and felony pointing a firearm at another person. October 19th, Howell pled guilty to misdemeanor intimidation. Prosecutors dropped the charge of pointing a firearm. Court records show he was sentenced to a year in state prison and placed on probation. Out of the deal, he agreed to forfeit all weapons during his term of probation. Howell allegedly pointed a gun at his neighbors in the October incident, according to a News and Tribune article. In the article, witnesses also describe Howell as having pointed his gun at his boyfriend in an earlier incident. And witnesses also describe Howell as having pointed his gun at his boyfriend in an earlier incident. Howell is bisexual. James is going to get someone hurt, one witness said. The article said he needs to stop pointing guns at people. Federal and local law enforcement decided against canceling the annual parade, which went forward Sunday morning under tightened security. Investigators are now trying to piece together what happened, but said they don't believe there's any connection between the incident and the massacre in Orlando, Florida. At least 50 people killed there. Early Sunday, Santa Monica police received a call about a suspected prowler who was knocking on a resident's door and window about 5 a.m. the 1700 block off 11th Street, Santa Monica police said. Patrol officers responded and encountered Howell, who was sitting in a car registered in Indiana, police said. Officers inspected the car and found three assault rifles, high-capacity ammunition, and a 5-gallon bucket containing chemicals capable of forming an improvised explosive device. Law enforcement sources who spoke on condition of anonymity said the contents of the bucket included tannerite, an ingredient that could be used to create a pipe bomb. The maker of the material said that was not the case and that it can only be detonated by high-velocity impact, such as a bullet strike. Well, the tannerite, is known as material used in the construction of other types of explosive devices. Here's the guy, by the way, this guy.
I'll get a better picture of him. Now, you know, people say don't make politics out of this. Well, I got news for them. You better goddamn well believe I'll make politics out of it, because every other motherfucker's doing the same thing, and, you know, I do not. And I'm you know, deep down, among other things, I'm so goddamn pissed off I can't see straight. And now, I'm not going to say anything. This guy's white. Obviously, there's no indication he's a Muslim. Now, the anti-Muslim people will grab a hold of this and say, well, you know, he's bisexual, he's gay. This is kind of a self-hate crime. You know, they'll do anything they can, in other words, to keep the focus on the purity and goodness of the straight Christian man and woman. And, you know, by association, but a step down the ladder, the straight black Christian man and woman. And maybe straight Hispanic. But if you look at this guy here, if this guy was straight, then they would say, well, he didn't kill anybody. The police stopped him. Well, yeah, thank God for the Santa Monica police. Thank God for the Santa Monica police. I'm not saying the Orlando police dropped the ball. I'm not saying that at all. Not saying that at all. Nobody could have stopped that. That was, what are you going to do? But this guy was taken into custody by the response of two police officers to a citizen calling about some guy banging on windows, and this asshole was discovered with his guns. He's got explosives. He's got assault weapons. Said he's on his way to the gay pride parade. I mean, I don't know. You know, I won't say. I'll be a good little citizen. I won't say shit, and I'll go ahead and just keep right on, you know, being fair-minded about it. But I'm sorry. I'm just not going to go down the radical Islamic terrorist. That's the big problem we have in America. We got a problem with that worldwide. Here in America, what we got a problem with is just these kinds of hate groups and this hatred of each other because we're different, and specifically hatred of minorities, hatred of gay people by a white overclass that's getting slowly but surely moved off of the plantation. By that, I don't mean getting, I mean the minority, you know, they're becoming a smaller and smaller majority to the point where they become a minority. Now, like I said, this cat, it'll be seized upon immediately by people that are really riding that fucking Muslim thing. Well, you know, he's a bisexual, so it doesn't count. He's not, it's not really a white Christian attack on gays, yeah, because he's gay, or he's, well, so that will be the excuse, and they'll feel good about themselves, and they'll move on. But I'll make this point. This guy is not a Muslim.
Well, how do you know?
All right. You're right. But I'll just go ahead. I'll be Donald Trump for a day. I'll just go ahead and say something I don't know jack shit about, okay? He ain't a Muslim. And he's obviously a white man. Okay, there's no fucking, you know, ambiguity there. And so on we go. And he also didn't kill anybody. But that isn't because he has the milk of human kindness running through his soul, necessarily. That could very well have been his intention, to go and kill as many people as he could. But he was arrested, and he was taken into custody, and he has these fucking weapons on him, and his ass had been in trouble before, pointing guns at people. So, you know, I'm not even going to waste my fucking breath. I don't mean you guys, but... Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, let me see here. What am I doing here? Oh, okay, good. Blink. There. I don't know, I guess we'll print that one off, too. Wouldn't you know I got to take a piss? I don't know what the fuck to do. I really don't know what to do. And I'm really bad at stuff. I'm good at being an actor, but I'm no fucking good as a monologist, I don't think, you know. I know that some people say they like it, but I don't know that I'm any fucking good at it, you know. All right, so there's that. How many Tonys? Area Muslims denounce Orlando violence, pray for the victims. AR-15 used in Orlando massacre has a bloody pedigree. That weapon, the AR-15, was used. I saw an article today in all of these recent killings, man. San Bernardino in Roseburg, Oregon. Santa Monica Community College in 2009. Adam Lanza in 2012, murdering those children. In 2012, in July, James Holmes, the Dark Knight, you know, movie killings. I mean, Jesus fucking. Make sure that these motherfuckers get their hands on guns. I don't know what I'm going to do.
a Facebook page for a house that he attended high school in Louisville, Kentucky, and lives in Jeffersonville, Indiana, where he works for an air filtration company. A car enthusiast, Hal posted numerous photographs of the Acura, along with a couple of videos taken from inside cars. Another 10-second video includes gunfire with shots striking grass. The site includes political posts, including one in which he compares Hillary Clinton to Adolf Hitler. In another, he repeats conspiracy theories that the government was behind notorious terrorist attacks, including September 11, 2001. That post shares a video claiming that last year's terror attack on Paris was a hoax and attributable to the New World Order. They found him with weapons that were very disconcerting, said one source, adding officials are taking the appropriate safety precautions. One source in West Hollywood said there was discussion of calling off the parade. They did not, and I'm grateful that they didn't. The parade comes hours after the attack at the Orlando Club. In addition to those killed, at least 53 were injured in the deadliest shooting in modern American history.
Jesus. Fucking Christ. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. I don't know what, you know, what am I supposed to say? You know, I'm so I get tired of talking. Vigils across country, remember? What are you going to do, man? I mean, how many fucking vigils do you want to have, man? And there was Trump there with the NRA. God. Orlando Regional Medical Center. There's a vigil outside of Stonewall Inn in New York. Okay. Let me see what we can do here.